his homily, the Pope looked at the vigour and enthusiasm displayed by the young Moses, St John the Baptist and St Paul at the beginning of their apostolate, and compared it with the solitude and anguish they endured at the end of their lives.
Mosè, quel capo del popolo di Dio.
Moses, when young, he said, was the courageous leader of the people of God who fought against his enemies to save his people. But at the end of his life, he is alone on Mount Nebo, looking at the promised land, but unable to enter it. Turning to the later life of St. John the Baptist, the Pope noted that the apostle had to struggle with an anguish that tormented him, and he finished under the power of a weak, corrupt, and drunken ruler.
Giovanni Battista, gli ultimi tempi.
St. Paul, the Pope said, also faced similar trials at the end of his life, and in his letters spoke of all those who had abandoned him and had denounced his teaching. Pope Francis said these later life challenges of these three figures reminded him of the shrines of holiness, which are the nursing homes of elderly priests and religious sisters. Bearing the burden of solitude, these priests and sisters are waiting for the Lord to knock at the door of their hearts, and he urged the faithful not to forget them and to visit them.
Noi le dimentichiamo.
I'm Susie Hodges.